brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. We're going to get into the economic news. We're going to get into the latest health care and immigration news. The big attacks on the First Amendment. A huge national news reporting on plans to put poison in the water to sterilize you and your family. It is all coming up in this hour. But let's get through a bunch of your calls right now. Mark in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm loving the show. I've heard of you before, but never really listened. And then I heard you a couple times on, I hate to say a competitor, but Man Cow Show.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not a competitor. Listen, I'm not in competition with anybody. I've had Man Cow on the show here.
Okay. Well, I just started listening to you about a week ago, so I'm kind of nervous. I already have my passport and was wondering if I should stay in the United States or try to move somewhere else. I was thinking Switzerland or New Zealand, and I was wondering what you thought about that, and I just started doing research.
Do you have $3 million?
No.
Well, Switzerland's not going to let you in. Do you have half a million?
No.
Then it's going to be hard to get into New Zealand. You can do it with $300,000. But then they want to know that once you do that, that you're going to be able to be self-supported once you get there so you don't get on their welfare and bankrupt them like the illegal aliens are doing to this country. No one else puts up with this, but the globalists have destined us to be destroyed. But there's nowhere to really run. We stand and we fight. The United States is still one of the best countries in the world. This is a global corporate tyranny. Everything you see happening here is happening to the same degree or worse. Than the United States. I can't tell you how many thousands of people I've talked to and hundreds of people I know personally, you know, who go to other countries that are supposedly even good and they're hellish. New Zealand is probably the best if you're wanting to just get away from this, but they're putting in the whole same system. This is a world government. This is a new world order. This is global governance. So we've got to stand and fight.
Awesome. I just wanted to get your opinion and see what you thought.
Well, I appreciate your call. I mean, the only way to leave the country is if you're fleeing some false charges or if you're a public figure who you know is going to be exterminated when they execute order number 66. That's a Revenge of the Sith quote. Execute order number 66. And believe me, the government admits they have orders like order number 66 called the Red List. But they're not going to get away with the Red List. They could detonate a nuke in Chicago and say, you know, that a guy with a turban did it or say that I did it. And, you know, they're not going to be able to go after everybody because no one believes anything they're saying. They've lost all credibility. And that's why they're really – we're in a bad position, but so are the controllers because they've got control of the system, but now they're uncloaked. Everybody sees them. And so they're trying to accelerate their total takeover, and that's only revealing them more. And – so we're kind of in a Mexican standoff. You know, a Mexican standoff? Yeah, that's where two guys are sitting there pointing guns at each other. And I guess there's a more complex Mexican standoff where you got five or six people, you know, different groups with guns pointed at everybody. And we're now reaching that point. That's what happens with World War I, World War II, World War III coming, whether it's economic or you can see it all coming together, is somebody pulls the trigger. A Mexican standoff, the best example of a Mexican standoff would be the good, the bad, and the ugly. With Lee Van Cleef and, of course, Clint Eastwood. And, you know, there's three guys at the end, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And they're all at the cemetery where the gold's buried. And they've all got guns on each other. And they don't know who's going to draw first. And then finally, Lee Van Cleef draws. And Clint Eastwood's taking the bullets out of Tuco's gun. So he can't do anything. But then he notices Tuco didn't shoot at him. He shot at the bad guy, so he goes ahead and gives Tuco his gold. But he didn't trust Tuco. He ties him up first and says, all right, here's your gold. He actually puts him in a noose hanging by a rope and then rides off into the distance and shoots the rope as he's standing on top of one of the gravestones. We'll be back.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I've been babbling, telling stories about the good, the bad, and the ugly with movie reviews. Let's get serious and get to your calls. I need to get to all this other news ahead of Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us. Let's go ahead and go to Dorothy in Michigan. She's not in Kansas anymore. Dorothy, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Oh, good to hear from you or talk to you. I've been a listener for 2 years now. There's so many points I want to get to. I know you only have limited time, but the main one is that a few weeks back they're saying Obama's going to come out with secrets about aliens or whatever. Then the UN thing, but they've been doing on a monthly alert system, your siren that goes off Saturday at 1 o'clock every afternoon. ET thing, you know that? That ET doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hey, Dorothy, I want to be able to talk to you, but your phone's really breaking up. But are you talking about alert emergency alert systems that take over the TVs and radios?
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, because I've done the speaker. But, yeah, that's what they've been doing. For the last 3 weeks, I've been noticing it, or the last 3 months.
Yes, going back until 1996, when they really took over the whole telecommunication system completely, you would have a local designated TV and radio stations that would receive the federal bulletins. But under the Telecommunications Act, they had to put government control boxes in all of the major media institutions that broadcast or transmit, where the government takes over when they want, how they want. And they told engineers at the time, in the future, you're going to have government announcements, not just, to test the system, but for missing children or, you know, things that sounded reasonable, the whole Amber Alert. But now it's pay your carbon taxes. Today's an ozone action day. Tattle on your neighbor. And now I see the billboards, you know, saying report terrorism, report suspicious activity, the big electronic billboards that are on the highways. That's part of the system. And yeah, they're gearing up more and more, and training people, to accept, government takeover of media. And that's what the Cybersecurity Act does, is just basically unveils and comes out in the open with the fact that they're also, need the power to, quote, shut the web down whenever they want. Or, one example they gave in the legislation was, during last year's flu emergency, direct all websites in the United States to the government sites about the flu. So it's just basically they're able to flip a switch and send the internet to where they want. And that's what this whole grid is, Dorothy.
Right. Alex, it's been going on, you know, so the whole city could hear it, where it sounds like the E.T., you know, on the movie where, you know, the tone that they were using when E.T., the mothership, came in, do-do-do-do.
Yes, I've actually heard similar. Now they've put in all major cities. First time I heard them was about 6 years ago in Chicago. I'm walking around, and I hear air raid sirens being tested, and I'm in downtown Chicago, and then it's going, we are at an orange alert. We're at an orange alert. And it was like they turned the whole city into an airport, kind of like when you're walking through the airport and you hear, we're now at a yellow alert. Please watch for suspicious packages. And guys with machine guns are walking by. Meanwhile, their bosses staged the terror attack. Very spooky, Dorothy. Shoot some video of it and post it on the web or send it to us. But I have seen mainstream news articles about that intensifying. And they tried this in 89 through the FCC, but it didn't go through Congress. The FCC tried to regulate it, but Congress said no. Where all radios, all TVs will have built-in transmitter receivers that you have to pay for in the cost of the good, where the government, through broadcast systems, takes over and literally turns your radio on and makes you, listen to their emergency alerts. And they've made it optional now where you can buy a clock radio for your house that plugs in the wall. It's not hooked to the internet or anything. And it says, oh, this has emergency weather alerts on it. Well, that means it's got the chip in it to turn it on its own, just like they want to control your thermostats, just like they, you know, want cameras in all the cars to, quote, watch to see if you look like you're agitated or angry, or if a child's in the car, not in a seatbelt. You know, they're just announcing this total surveillance grid, Dorothy. Really interesting question. That's why I love taking calls. They take us in different directions. Let's talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I got two quick suggestions to help the cause, one that you can do and one that the people can do. The first one is, how about a deck of cards with all the major Illuminati players on it?
That's been done. I mean, there's got to be more than 10 different companies that have done that, and it is a good idea.
And the second thing is, I found this one out by mistake. I was summoned to do jury duty. And when they got up there to select the jurors, I read them the Riot Act, and it's a pretty good way to voice your opinion and get it recorded on some of the ills that go on in the country.
So what'd you say to them, Paul?
Well, they said this case will involve Los Angeles police officers, and do you think this will interfere with your judgment on the case? And I said, I kind of snickered because they were asking it to a potential juror beside me. So I snickered and the lawyer caught it. And he says, oh, I saw you snicker. Do you think the Los Angeles police officers might lie on the stand? And I said, only if they're talking. And you could hear a pin drop in the whole room. You know, it was about 150 people there. And then I went
on.
Did
you see the story yesterday where two cops robbed an undercover cop to steal his drugs and money? I mean, it's just... Our officers wouldn't do that. Don't listen to Thomas Jefferson when he said don't trust the government. We should give all the power over and give up all our rights. They'll keep us safe.
Yeah, exactly.
So what happened next?
What happened was, they asked me a couple of more questions because they were so shocked at what I said. And, you know, I mean, I think I went overboard naturally because I was, just, you know, I couldn't believe I was saying what I was saying.
And let me guess, you didn't get, the jury, you didn't get picked for the jury.
I mean, I walked out of there. They pretended like, oh, and they went to the next one. But then when it came up to my turn to, you know, they said, okay, we can dismiss this potential juror. And as I was leaving, the judge said goodbye in a very like, you know, sarcastic manner. And you know, as I walked out of there, it was almost like one of those scenes where you beat up everyone in the bar and you walk out and everyone just steps aside. You know, I mean, everyone was just shocked, and you know, that, you know, I think it's obviously the police officers in there, and you know, I just didn't care. You know,
all right. Well, good job, Paul. Good job for getting the word out. It might have been better to actually get on the jury and then give them all citizen rule books explaining the true role of the jury. And by the way, every video and book and T-shirt order at Infowars.com gets a free citizen rule book, not the one put out by Dick Armey that's a neocon book, but one that truly breaks down the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Founding Father quotes, jury nullification, a.k.a. Red Beckman. Let's talk to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. What's on your mind?
Not much, brother. I want to give a shout-out to my brother in Michigan, Dylan, real quick. I want to say I'm a huge fan of your work, man. I wanted to tell you about what happened to me last month, man. On the 23rd of September, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving to pick up a pack of cigarettes, and I got my 9/11 was an inside job T-shirt on, and I get pulled over, and the cop comes up to me, you know, registration ID, and he asked me to search the car, and I was, yeah, go right ahead. And on the back seat, I'm in college.
Well, let me stop you. It's not that you have something to hide. It's that in a police state, you can't trust many officers, and I bet you discovered that, and, you know, to do the right thing. But it's your Fourth Amendment. You can't let them set the precedent to search your car whenever they want. You need to tell them no. And then they say, what do you have to hide? I go, what do you have to hide? Let me search your car. You know, come on. I mean, if you got to, you know, why are you pulling me over? It's the Fourth Amendment. So he found something he didn't like in the back seat.
Well, yeah, I'm doing a college report, and I'm doing it on about how 9/11 was an inside job. And it happened to be flipped open to the page about nanothermite. And
next he thought you were a terrorist.
Yes, sir. He's like, you know, so what are you planning on blowing up? You know, and he's like looking at my shirt, him and his partner flashing lights on my shirt. And he's like, so what, are you unpatriotic or something?
And so they're so stupid, they think that if you believe 9/11 is an inside job, because the evidence clearly shows that, that then you want to blow something up. And that comes from Glenn Beck. He puts out the talking point that 9/11 truthers basically want to blow things up when it's the opposite. So, I mean, if you watch the film Fall of the Republic, we have the internal police video training where they say, you know, basically anybody could be a terrorist, and they put you in databases, so they're turning them into federalized little secret police. How did this end?
He wound up letting me go with a warning, but, I mean, after 10 minutes of harassment.
A warning for what?
For, I don't know, brake light being out or something. I forget why the initial reason him pulling me over.
Well, I would have started just saying, hey, guys, search the term Building 7. You know, research all the firefighters saying bombs were going off, and CNN saying, get back, they're about to blow up 7. You know, why don't you guys, see, because Americans are so nice, and we have a lot of hospitality, and but a lot of cops take it if you're being, you know, nice and almost submissive, like you're guilty. I'm like, hey, you like drinking sodium fluoride? Search the term fluoride cancer. And don't laugh at me. Look, it's not funny, officer. I care about you. I care about your family. You're being assaulted by a chemical weapon. Now, if you care about your family, you search that when you're off duty tonight. And I can't believe that you are getting in my face about my political views and ideas. What is this, the Soviet Union? And if they start getting in your face, go, hey, you do whatever you're going to do to me. Beat me up. Take me to jail. I'm a real American. I'm a good person. That's what I told that state police Yosemite Sam guy out there running some checkpoint. I politely park. It's in a neighborhood. Walk over. Hi, officers. What's going on? Get out of here. It's none of your business. They didn't have anybody pulled over. Nothing. And I said, well, you're being pretty rude to me right now. And, you know, I just let him know. I said, listen, you're living in tyranny, buddy, and the tyranny you're putting on me is going to come back on you. Good to hear from you, Alex, Tanya, Roxanne, Nick. Take your calls and huge news blitzes of Key Intel straight ahead.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
We're sending out an SOS to free humanity. I want to be clear. Most police I meet are pro-Second Amendment, libertarian-minded, good people. Some forces are more corrupt than others. But there's no doubt that the federal government that has almost completely federalized your local police is run by criminal banks and has evil intentions for all of us. And they're trying to train the police to be a bunch of bloodthirsty death squads against the citizens. And, you know, training them to be political officers like the Commissars in Russia who persecute people for their political views. That is being attempted. So make no mistake, police, you work for a criminal government. an illegitimate Ceausescu-type, Pol Pot-type system. And you need to wake up to that fact. Let's talk to Tanya in Vegas. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Hi, I've been a listener since 2007. I just had a question and something I noticed. Like, I actually work at McCarran that's owned by the government out here. And we have a lot of people, predominant politicians, people traveling all the time. And I talked to a guy that I don't want to say his name, but he works for the pharmaceutical company. And I asked him last year, I said, what do you think of the H1N1? And he goes, oh, well, you know, it's great, you know, it really will help you. And I'm like, okay. So he goes, but next year when you get the shot, we're just going to put it in the shot.
And that's now been announced. And literally at Walmart, they're giving out free shots. They're now giving free passes to topless bars. I have that in the news if you'll go. I was talking to some friends that were over this weekend, and they said it was bizarre. It was like a horror movie. They were in a Walgreens. And it was watching all these little kids getting marched in and, you know, everybody getting their shots. And when she was at the cash register, they were asking, do you want a shot? I mean, they are really pushing it.
And, you know, and he thought it was kind of odd when I go, so, and you think that's okay? And he just, like, started staring at me like, what's wrong with it? And I couldn't figure out why he thought that that was okay.
Well, they admit the H1N1 was an extremely weak flu. There's something special in that vaccine, and it killed people in trials in Europe. So that's one of these special vaccines they want to make sure you get. I would look out big time. And they admit it. I just saw a headline out of Australia. Australian government admits it's increasing seizures in people that take it. The British government said the same thing. And that's why you had record low numbers of people taking it last year. And the numbers are already coming in. It's record lows this year. So because people are wise to them, they're trying to triple their propaganda to try to basically stampede people with a psyop into taking it.
And also, the question I have is now, if they keep printing the dollar and it loses its value, do you think that's when they'll actually start the microchipping? Because I actually have my sister's in the military, and she's been having a dream two nights in a row that when she watched television on the news, and they're like, she said they were saying, report to your nearest microchipping post. And she goes, what do you think that means? She goes, because they said our dollar is not of value in her dream, and that they can't, you know, the paper is worthless, so they went to microchipping. They set up posts, and I go, well, it's just a dream. But I don't know. I was thinking, you know, the more they print it, do you really, you know, do you think they will start implementing the microchip?
All right, let me break that down, Tanya, as we go to break here. We know that Verichip and the federal government and IBM have said that by 2020, they want the entire population to be microchipped. They already got kids all over the country, retina scanning, thumb scanning, you name it, to be able to get their school lunches. It's going in grocery stores to buy and sell. 6 years ago, the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take microchips. It's come out that they've been testing the chip on some of the troops, but it's classified. And so we know that's their intention. But I think her prophetic dream, you know, I mean, maybe prophetic or prophetic. But the issue here is we know that the Federal Reserve has now become the second biggest owner of treasuries. But China's number one. It was Europe number two and then Japan number three. Now the Federal Reserve, we'll put that back on screen, from Zero Hedge, and they've got the official government numbers there. It's official. The Fed is now the second largest holder of U.S. Treasury bonds. So when they talk about the printing presses being turned up on high, they're not physically printing a bunch of money for you, which is still bad because it devalues the currency down the road. They're creating tens of trillions for the central banks to buy up whatever they want, namely U.S. treasuries, and then they get paid interest on that. So the Federal Reserve, that's private, uses our tax money to then buy treasuries, so they control the entire spectrum. And people talk about how we're dependent on China because they're the biggest owner of our debt. The Federal Reserve, the private banking cartel, is now the second biggest owner. And they're above Congress. They can do whatever they want, and it's all fraudulent. So that's a very, very important point we're going to cover later with Judge Andrew Napolitano here on the broadcast today. Got some key announcements coming up on the other side, a bunch of news dealing with the First Amendment, and a lot more. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KFCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance. So I want to encourage people to get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, KSCO.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. You can't miss it. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live. Get tickets at ksco.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've got to get to a bunch of news now, but we will get to Roxanne, Nick, Dan, Paul, and others that are holding. But time certainly flies, and we are now only about, what, 3 and 4? We're only about, you know, 7-8 days away from the 24-hour plus marathon broadcast I'm going to be doing. On the 24th, next Thursday, 7.5-8 days away, I'm going to go live at 11 a.m. in the morning on Thursday, and I'm going to broadcast straight through until noon the next day. I'll do the first hour of the Friday show live, and then Paul Joseph Watson's going to be sitting in via video Skype from the United Kingdom. So that is coming up. And I just wanted to tell you that I have shot, it's got to be more than 50 video interviews in the last 2 years, flying all over the country for my eugenics film. And it's coming out next year. But this can't wait. We're going to air never-before-seen powerful video interviews during that 24-hour period, our 25-hour period, we're going to air at least 8 of these with people like Alan Watt, Lord Christopher Monckton, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. The list just goes on and on with who we're going to have on the show. We're going to have live interviews with Max Kaiser. We're going to have live interviews with Gerald Celente. We're going to have a live interview with David Icke. I mean, literally, it's going to be a jam-packed 24 or 25-hour transmission starting the 24th when the show kicks off at 11 a.m. Central, running right through to the next Friday show live. And we're working on this with our servers, trying to make PrisonPlanet.tv free for that day where we can have a video box, you know, where people can watch what everybody who's a PrisonPlanet.tv member gets to see during that 25-hour period. The problem is we're looking at bandwidth, not the paying for it, but if it really takes off and you get, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 people watching the video streams. So we're trying to work on how do we, with CDNs, it gets all into technical things, limit the amount that can watch it. But it may not be a problem. There may just be 10,000 people that are watching the video stream, not just listening to the internet streams. We have hundreds of thousands a day that tune in just to the free internet streams at Infowars.com. But we're going to try that as well, because we're going to be obviously transmitting at PrisonPlanet.tv. But for radio listeners, you'll be able to hear the interviews with Paul Craig Roberts, Alan Watt, Jeffrey Smith, Catherine Austin Fitz, Dr. Childress, Tenpenny, and so many others, Gerald Celente, but also Celente, Tarpley. We're not just airing never-before-seen video interviews with them. We're going to be having them on the show live as well and taking your phone calls. 25-hour. Well, if you count Watson, it's going to be 26, 27. 27-hour marathon transmission. And obviously, when we air 30-minute, hour-long interviews, that'll give myself a chance to, you know, go sit on the couch or whatever or try to take a cat nap. But I could probably do 25 hours without even taking a call. I could talk forever. There's so much news and so much information. But that's the money bomb day, and we've raised about $46,000. I'd like to raise $100,000 just before the money bomb, so I'm confident that we can raise the additional $400,000. That sounds like a lot. It costs around $200,000 a month just to run this operation with the 20 employees and contractors, the bandwidth, the offices, the computers, the flying around doing the interviews, just everything we do with the books, the films, the material, and we're trying to expand. I mean, after the studio's completely done, you've seen the tour of the shell of the building. It was a warehouse. Now it's a fully, you know, completed office, except for the equipment and the furniture and the personnel. And anybody who's run an operation, we hire 3-4 people at modest pay. And with the rent next year and the equipment and everything and the bandwidth and the things associated with it and the consultants to come in and help us, you know, finish out the studio, conservatively $400,000 is what we need. $500,000, we could do it confidently and go, should we buy this new video switcher that's $20,000 and is not that good, or $50,000 and buy something awesome? You know, should we go with prosumer $3,000 cameras in here, or should we go to the next level and have it be a lot higher quality and spend $6,000 per camera? I mean, it's all really up to you, and we've got a special account that all the donations are going into. That way, 100% of it will be spent on the operation and what we're doing here. Because obviously with videos and book sales and everything we do, I take part of that, you know, to run my own life and operation and put money back to be able to, you know, keep this place in place. So there's a total, complete meltdown of society. And that's the big issue. We've got limited backup funds. And it's really a risk for us to finish the studio and launch these new operations, because it will destroy our backup. And, you know, we need that backup. So if you want to start donating at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, I want to thank those that have donated. If you don't have money in this bad economy, people who are not in good shape, I don't want a red cent. You can spread the word about the show, the free podcast, the free iPhone app at InfoWars.com, the local AM and FM stations you're listening to. You can spread the word about those. If you're not doing well financially, I know most people aren't doing well, don't give. We're not like one of those preachers telling old ladies, you're out of money, but give us money and the God will bless you and you'll, you know, everything will be okay. No, everything probably won't be all right. I mean, certainly God does help people sometimes that give that don't have it, but I don't want that, okay? I know that we have listeners who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And a lot of folks have pointed out I should go to some of the people I know and try to get them to donate, but I don't know. The point is that, okay, step up, donate. I mean, maybe a million will come in, maybe 4 million like Ron Paul did. Can you imagine what we do with that? Can you imagine? Maybe I should just do a speaking tour like Glenn Beck does and charge $100 and pack stadiums of, you know, with 3,000-4,000 people. We could do it, and then I would raise millions and I could do it that way. In fact, I'm really starting to think about maybe doing that. But it's my instinct to give things away for free. I mean, remember when you donate. Remember when you support us. Remember when you buy the books and videos. I pioneered, make copies, give them out to everybody you know, because I want to get the word out. You know, I pioneered having all these other activists and people on to support their operations and what they're doing. We pioneered, you know, trying to do it at cost. I mean, it's like I was talking to the radio stations out in, you know, just south of San Francisco and Santa Cruz that carry the show. And they're like, well, what do you think we should charge? They said, what do we need to pay you to come out here? And I said, well, pay me nothing. You know, get my plane ticket and my hotel. But I want to charge something that's cost. And they said, how about $10.80? And it sold out. So I have kind of weird ways of doing things. And it was listeners that started a money bomb 3 years ago, and I kind of ignored it. And people are like, why aren't you covering it? And I go, well, I don't really like asking for donations. But the government takes my tax money, your tax money, our tax money, same thing in Europe, and gives it not just to government broadcasting like PBS or public radio. They give it in product placement, propaganda placement, behavior placement, as they call it, by the billions every month to media. So they're already taking your money and financing Fox News, ABC News, NBC, CBS. I told you this years ago that the CIA's in all those networks, and it was in mainstream news this week that Army psychological warfare. Because it came out they were in CBS, and people said, oh, well, they're just there being trained. No, it's the other way around. And I remember seeing articles 12 years ago about CBS Broadcast Center. It actually prepares the news for NBC, ABC, and one other network. I mean, it's really just one group, folks. And one plays the part of liberal, one of the conservative, one kind of middle of the road. And then they give the illusion of choice. So we need to go to the next level. I mean, I could just sit here on my laurels, keep doing the show, making films, doing all of this. But we need to not make two films a year. We need to make four or five a year. We need to have the TV show every day and then one special show a week. We need to up everything we're doing because I've reached 200 plus million people just on YouTube and Google in the last 2 or 3 years alone, just on those platforms. Hundreds and hundreds of millions. I've reached hundreds of millions in radio and TV interviews. I've reached tens of millions on my radio show. It's ridiculous how effective we are, okay? And the system knows that, and so we are supported by sponsors and by you, the listeners. And so if you want to go ahead and start, I want to thank those that have donated. If you want to start donating because I want to hit 100,000 before we start the Money Bomb officially and then raise the 400,000 to hit our goal of 500,000. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Or you can simply also, and it's got the phone numbers up on the site, 888-253-3139. If you want to call and donate, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to us, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. But that special 24-hour broadcast, 25-hour, excuse me, broadcast, I'll be on the air 25 hours off and on, with special guests, live guests, special never-before-seen video exclusives coming up on that day. Please spread the word to everyone you know. Grab the banners off of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for the Money Bomb. Adapt them to your website. You know, get them out to people. I want to thank some of the sites I've seen that are promoting this themselves. I really do appreciate that because we want this to be the biggest success ever so we can up our game and gear up against the globalists. Okay. Before I get into the attacks on the First Amendment and then your phone calls and some economic news, you remember a month ago Nightline attacked us and they started the piece by saying, does he really believe what he's saying? Implying I don't. You don't. It doesn't matter if I believe it or not. Of course I believe it. I know it. I don't believe it. I know it. I have all the proof. And I show it to you. I show you what every quote, every statement, every article, every factoid, every number, where it came from. And then they go on to say if a nut was on the street saying they're poisoning the water, you'd basically run away from them. But if you got a radio show, you get a million listeners. And ABC went out and did their own research and found that I have about a million listeners a day. I guess they went to the same places, the same aggregate systems we do to know that. It's more like 2 to 3 million. But point is, it's a million that listen to the show while it's live in one way or another, and about another million and a half that listen to it the next day or so on rebroadcast, shortwave, satellite, internet streams, podcasts, things like that. But 2.5 mil or so. It varies. But then Glenn Beck comes out and says the Fabian socialists wanted to put things in the water to sterilize you. So I've been asking Beck to do that because the quotes are there. It's public. And literally the Bertrand Shaw quotes that we played 3 or 4 years ago, last year, this year, the very video clips we play here, he now played them last night. Now, again, I don't trust him, but I got to say that's moving in the right direction. Okay, that's moving in the right direction. I mean, just last week I put out 2 videos specifically challenging him to talk about sterilants in the water, and I played the clip of where he said, I drink a bucket of fluoride. I like fluoride in the water. Well, Beck, what do you think the sterilant is? It's sodium fluoride. I mean, Beck, your people are watching right now. You may even be watching right now. We know that. Just search sodium fluoride infertility studies, sodium fluoride cancer studies, sodium fluoride reduced IQ studies. These are mainline medical journals, governments. So people say, why do you talk about Beck so much? Because they literally are programming off the show. I could see their show and know they're doing it, but I have it from inside. So please, Beck, a year ago you said you drink buckets of fluoride. It was about a year ago. Now you're going in the right direction. But if you're wondering what Bertrand Russell and others in the UN called for, it was fluoride because it massively reduces fertility. Okay? So you've got their documents. Read a little bit further down when you're quoting Shaw and Russell and others, and then go further. Don't just read stuff from 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago or video clips. Beck, go all the way. Read the current stuff in the news today where these monsters are promoting it, okay? Don't just tell us about dead monsters. Tell us about the real ones that are alive today stalking the countryside. But first, here is part of the Nightline piece where a month ago it's kooky on Nightline, and a month later, Glenn Beck is now covering it. This is very positive. And so I'm talking right to Beck, telling him, go to the next level. I'm holding his hand. Here it is, Beck. You obviously already know all this stuff. Go all the way. Now, I have seen now Fox saying they're talking about firing him. That was in the New York Times. Maybe he is getting good or something. I don't know. I mean, if they fire him like they did Lou Dobbs, maybe he is. I mean, I don't know. Point is, we're watching, and we're fair. We're open-minded. Here's that Nightline clip.
If you were to stand on a street corner hollering that the government is poisoning our water supply, you'd probably get little more than eye rolls and head shakes. But do the same thing in a radio booth, you might just get a million listeners a day. Such is the case for Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says. Dan Harris went to Texas to find out.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say is the opposite. They never tell the truth.
They took a clip, are you for Hitler or against him, and cut it into something I was saying 20 minutes later. And that's why I almost don't do media interviews, because I got interviewed by some people that seemed nice about population reduction, and now I learn it's coming out in a film that part of the film is Muslims did 9/11. I mean, I just can't control what media does. But then do you just turn them down and cowardly not do it? That sounds like I'm saying, is Hitler good or bad? When I was saying Hitler is either good or bad. You can't have it both ways. Like, our government's either good or bad. No, it's clearly bad. But they took that out of context. But side issue. Let's go to this first clip where he's talking about Fabian socialists. Here's Glenn Beck a month and a half later talking about poisoning the water. Here it is.
Here's what everybody ignores from Shaw. This. Watch.
Just put him there and say, sir or madam, now will you be kind enough to justify your existence? If you can't justify your existence, if you're not pulling your weight in the social world, if you're not producing as much as you consume, or perhaps a little more, then, clearly, we cannot use the big organization of our society for the purpose of keeping you alive.
Good pause. That's really bad audio with the video that we've been airing for at least 4 years. They have the quotes up there, and he also wrote this in books, Mr. Shaw. But that's the death panels. That's what Bill Gates said a month ago. He said, if we don't give grandma care, we can hire 10 teachers with that money. Once they get you collectivized, they play you off against each other. Oh, you gave money to the Democrats? You get to keep your GM car dealership. You're a Republican? You don't. We're going to use bailout money to ship GM overseas. It allows them to organize the economy and control the resources and then get us fighting with each other over it. But then Beck comes back, and we'll play it after the break, and basically tells the truth about these people. But they're not progressives. That's just some modern term. They're eugenicists. They want to collectivize you to domesticate you so they control you so they can kill you. And that's what Shaw said. He said, poison the water supply. Well, that's what they're doing. You know, this guy said this in the 30s and 40s and praised Mussolini and Hitler as a liberal. Well, they're doing it now. Do you understand? They run our planet. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com, or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
See, this is the inverse of what libertarians or constitutionalists say. They say don't have a bunch of welfare or have it be private, and that will encourage people to be rugged individuals. But the socialist engineers, the eugenicists, they set up the health departments over 100 years ago in England and the U.S. to exterminate people. This is social Malthusian, social Darwinism. And so they collectivize things, make it to where you can't take care of yourself, and then say, we're going to kill you if you don't produce for us and if you don't justify yourself for the state. That was basically the video clip quote, but it was bad audio because it was shot in the 30s, of George Shaw, George Bernard Shaw. But let me read you the quote. You must all know half a dozen people, at least, who are of no use in this world. Of course, the state will decide. Who are more trouble than they are worth. You know, like Grandma, Bill Gates, said get rid of her. The case for killing Granny, cover of Newsweek. Just put them there and say, Madam, now you will be kind enough to justify your existence because I'm God. He didn't say that part. Just put them there and say, Sir or Madam, now you will be kind enough to justify your existence. If you can't justify your existence, if you're not pulling your weight in the social boat, if you're not producing as much as you consume, or perhaps a little more, then clearly we cannot use the organizations of society for the purpose of keeping you alive, because your life does not benefit us, and it can't be of very much use to yourself. If we don't give Grandma end-of-life treatment, we can hire 10 teachers. That's exactly what Bill Gates is saying, his dad, formerly on the board of Planned Parenthood. He is a eugenicist. But they say, oh, Bill Gates is helping people. Let's finish up with this clip of Beck.
It's not useful to you or to the society. The man was a monster. Shaw was a famous playwright, but he was also a strong believer in eugenics. Who dreamt up the gas chambers, the death chambers?
Okay.
Who did?
I mean, look, you've got to praise what Beck just did, and it went on for an hour, okay? Now, who dreamt up staging terror? The eugenicist, Hitler. Oh, you won't talk about that, though, Beck. Let's see you do that. Let's see you do that. Let's see you get those firefighters on, the hundreds of them that saw the bombs going off. Play the CNN clip. They're saying, get back. We're going to blow up seven. No, you'd just rather say we're violent 9/11 truthers and should be arrested. That's why I don't trust you, but you're going in the right direction. Now, here's this next clip about the Fabian socialists wanting to sterilize you through the water. It just went on and on. Here it is.
And being completely neglected. It's a cold calculation based on the greater good for society. It's called, look it up. Please don't take any of this myself. Look it up. Zeke Emanuel, White House. It's called the complete lives system. It's how George Bernard Shaw can propose lethal chambers. It's how this woman can advocate smothering children with pillows. It's how environmentalists can justify executing skeptics. It's how Obama's science czar, John Holdren, who believed in the wildly discredited idea of the population explosion, can propose putting sterilants in drinking water and forced sterilizations and a planetary regime, i.e. global government, to monitor global population size. It's for the greater good.
Unbelievable.
It's
unbelievable.
Compassionate. It's
not unbelievable. I don't know how he's got a contract there and they don't want to pay out his $3 million a year just for TV. But he told the New York Times, you know, that he's in rough waters with Ailes. And I understand why, because Rupert Murdoch funds all this and goes to Davos and promotes eugenics garbage on Fox Entertainment Television and movies and admit that that's their goal. So Beck, I mean, you literally are in the devil's workshop. You're telling us about some of the devil's little demons, but how about you tell us about one of the top fallen angels? You know, they're serving Lucifer. Why don't you tell us about your boss, who looks like the Emperor from Star Wars? Why don't you tell us about him? Still, I have to give credit where credit's due. This is groundbreaking. Okay, so all I can do is give credit to that. It's the truth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.